Psalm 3, this is the reading of God's Word. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me around about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For you have smitten all my enemies on the cheek. You have shattered the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be upon your people. Amen. Please be seated. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this time of hearing of your word. Bless the person who is preaching. Bless your people who are hearing of your word. Let us hear your word and grow in faith and be more and more like your Son, Jesus Christ. O Father, let us hear your loving voice through your word, what your Son, Jesus Christ, has done and accomplished for us. Let us rejoice, because you are our God, and we are your people now and forever. Bless us and receive all the glory. We pray all this in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Every Lord's Supper, Lord's Day, we're going through Psalms. And today, we're looking at Psalm 3. You remember that Psalm 1 ended with 1 verse 6, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. And Psalm 2 ended with 2 verse 12b, how blessed are the all who take refuge in him. Now Psalm 3, the King David, who points to Jesus Christ, who is God's anointed, God's Messiah, the King that God has installed upon his holy mountain, has written this psalm. King David wrote this psalm in the midst of great suffering. In the beginning of the psalm we read, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. The historical background of this psalm can be found in 2 Samuel. The King David is fleeing from Absalom, who is revolting against him. And who is this Absalom? Well, son of King David himself. His own son is out to kill him. His own son is out to overthrow him as the king. And we find this story in 2 Samuel chapters 15 through 18. And when we read 2 Samuel, in chapter 11, we read about King David committing adultery with Bathsheba and getting rid of her husband Uriah. And in chapter 13, we read about Amnon violating Tamar, who is Absalom's sister. In fact, Absalom, Tamar, and Amnon, they are all children of King David. And King David does not do anything about it. and very angry Absalom kills Amnon. What a history of the sinfulness of sinners. Yes, all of us sinners truly deserve to be condemned to hell forever. The story continues. The King David brings Absalom to Jerusalem, and people began to love Absalom. Let us go to 2 Samuel and read. Let's start from chapter 14. Verse 25. King David brings Absalom to Jerusalem. Verse 25. Now in all Israel was no one as handsome as Absalom, so highly praised. From the sole of his foot to the crown of his head, there was no defect in him. Chapter 15, verse 1. Now it came about after this that Absalom provided for himself a chariot and horses and 50 men as runners before him. Chapter 15, verse 12. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gibeonite, Gilonite, David's counsel from his city, Gilo, while he was offering the sacrifice, and the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. Verse 13, then a messenger came to David, saying, the hearts of the men of Israel are with Absalom. Verse 14, David said to all his servants who were with him at Jerusalem, arise and let us flee, for otherwise none of us will escape from Absalom. Go in haste, or he will overtake us quickly and bring down calamity on us and strike the city with the edge of the sword. Now, King David flees. And let us go to chapter 15, verse 23. While all the country was weeping with a loud voice, all the people passed over. The king also passed over the brook Kidron, and all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. So David is fleeing. Verse 30. And David went up the ascent of the Mount of Olives and wept as he went. And his head was covered and he walked barefoot. Then all the people who were with him each covered his head and went up weeping as they went. And chapter 16, verse 5. When King David came to Bahurim, behold, there came out from there a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came out cursing continually as he came. He threw stones at David and at all the servants of King David. And all the people and all the mighty men were at his right hand and at his left. Thus Shimei said when he cursed, get out, you man of bloodshed, the worthless fellow. The Lord has returned upon you all the bloodshed of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. And the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son Absalom. And behold, you are taken in your own evil, for you are a man ablution. Even mere Shimei threw stones at David and cursed at him. As you could see, very extremely sad situation for King David. And this is the historical background to this psalm. This psalm was written as King David was fleeing from his son Absalom. Now, in verse 1, King David cries out to God. Verse 1 and 2. O Lord, how my adversaries have increased. Many are rising up against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no deliverance for him in God. Selah. This word Selah, we do not know what this word means. There are many suggestions, but we just do not know. Maybe a musical note. And we don't believe that that was, let's just stop at that. Well, King David, he is powerless. And there is so much shame, so much anxiety, much uncertainty, much disappointment. Oh yes, he is discouraged. And people say of him, there is no deliverance for him in God. What are they saying? God has abandoned him. But he knows how sinful he is. We're sure he knew. When he thinks about all of his sins, he knows he deserves much worse. Did you ever find yourself in this kind of situation, brothers and sisters? Well, more or less, we all go through it. But remember, King David is a true child of God. And here we see his amazing faith. Verse 3. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts my head. God is my shield, God is my glory, and God is the one who lifts my head. King David believes in God and trusts God. Verse 4, I was crying to the Lord with my voice, and he answered me from his holy mountain. He is certain that his God, his king, will answer his cry. And in verse 3, we see his amazing faith. Just when he lost everything, just when he is faced with extreme difficulty, just when his strong castle could not protect him anymore, just when his mighty army could not protect him anymore, just then he is able to see God the most clearly. Like Job, after so much sufferings and after losing everything that he had, he said in Job 42 verse 5, I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Yes, these sufferings are blessings from God. That very moment when he lost everything, he sees God most clearly. He says, God is my shield about me. In 2 Samuel chapter 22, We've been reading 2 Samuel from 11 all the way to like 16. So 2 Samuel 22 is after all these things happened, we see King David in 2 Samuel 22 verse 2 to 3 praising God, and this is what he says. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold and my refuge, my Savior. You saved me from violence. When he fought and killed Goliath, he refused to wear any armor. God is his armor. God is his shield. Well, in the Old Testament level, God is giving us a visual. Don't take this, what I'm saying, as I'm saying that if you do not wear, if you wear protective garments when you go out in a war today, that you lack faith. That is not what the point of this. Oh, please wear protective gears when you go out and fight. But in a Old Testament level, we see a picture. God is his shield, his armor. Thus, verse 5, he says, I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me. He is able to sleep in this dire situation. Why? Because God is his shield. God is his armor. But God is my glory, he says. King David is fleeing from his own son. And he is fleeing barefoot. The shame and disgrace. You could picture him, right, as he fleeing from his son. Where is the glory of an earthly king? But again, just when so much shame surrounds him, just when so much disgrace envelops him, just then he cries out, God is my glory. He sees the eternal glory, the glory of God. The glory of God is his glory. He understands the glory of this world is not eternal. It comes and it goes. Even though he no longer has the glory of this world, he knows that he has far greater, far better glory. God is my glory. And he says, God is the one who lifts my head. Again, so much shame, so much disgrace. But God comes to him and lifts up his head. God enables him to live his life with his head held high. Yes, in Jesus Christ, no more shame, no more disgrace. Verse 6 says, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me around about. Psalm 27, verse 1 through 3. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? When evildoers came upon me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell. Though a host encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not fear though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. Verse 8 in our passage, A, verse 8a, salvation belongs to the Lord. King David needs the salvation of the Lord. As we read this psalm, Psalm 3, you and I, we are astonished. Why? Because the sufferings of King David is very similar to those of the Messiah of God in Psalm 2, verse 1 through 3. I read to you. Why are the nations in an uproar and the people devising a vain thing? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, let us tear their fetters apart and cast away their cords from us. Do you see it, brothers and sisters, in Jesus Christ? King David is invited to live the very life of his Lord. King David is called to participate in the life of Jesus Christ. What an honor. Jesus Christ, He bore our shame. He bore our disgrace. He bore our sins and died for us. He lived the life of suffering and death for us. His adversaries increased day by day. So many have rose up against him. They mocked him. They spat at him. And they hit him. Even his own disciples left him and betrayed against him. And at the Mount of Gethsemane, he was surrounded by a mob when he was captured. Then he was crucified on the cross. There is no deliverance for him in God. Matthew 27 verse 43. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him now. If he delights in him, for he said, I am the Son of God. They were mocking him. They cried out to him, come down, come down. If you are the Son of God, come down from there. They shouted out to Pilate, crucify him, crucify him. There is no deliverance for him in God. But Jesus said, when time for him to die came, Jesus said in John 12, verse 23, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. If you read 2 Samuel, I'll read it to you. 2 Samuel 15, 23. Do you remember? We read this. While all the country was weeping with a loud voice, all the people passed over. The king also passed over the brook Kidron. As he was fleeing from his son, he passed over Kidron. If you go to John chapter 18. In chapter 18 of John, Judas betrays him and he is captured and he's being is taken to a priest and Pilate. And chapter 18 of John verse 1, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the raven of the Kidron, where there was a garden. in which he entered with his disciples. As we read David fleeing, cross over the Kidron River, and here we see Jesus Christ crossing over Kidron, fully knowing that by crossing that, this is way to his death. But Jesus, he trusts God. He trusted his Father completely and to the end. So this is what we read in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 7. In the days of his flesh, he offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his piety. And we see King David doing the same thing because he is called to live the very life that Christ has lived. Jesus Christ has died on the cross for you and for me to get rid of all our shame and all our disgrace. Without Jesus Christ, without what he has done and accomplished for us, David's cry to God in verse 7, which says, "Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God," is meaningless. God will just laugh at it. Think about it, brothers and sisters. When you cry out to God, "Help me," why should he listen to you? But he does. Why? Because of Jesus Christ. Because of what he has done for you. Because of what he has accomplished for you. Otherwise, this kind of crying out to God, God will just laugh at it. But you are so blessed, brothers and sisters in Christ. When you cry out to God, he listens. He hears it. David was a sinner who deserved eternal damnation. But his Lord, Jesus Christ, has died for him and resurrected from the dead. "I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustains me." Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, you too have been invited to live this very life, the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we witness that reality as we come and participate in the Lord's Supper. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ is our shield about us. Jesus Christ is our shield against this world and against Satan. He is our shield even against the eternal judgment of God. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ is our glory. We wear his righteousness. We wear his glory, we wear Jesus himself. We too participate in his resurrection. And because of his salvation that he has accomplished, we lift our head high forever from all the shame and disgrace of our sins. We too see the true glory as we live a life of suffering and persecutions. We enjoy God. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, this is a psalm of King David. But this is also a psalm of our Lord Jesus Christ. But this is also our psalm. Yes. Jesus Christ is our shield, our glory, and he lifts up our head from all our shame and all our disgrace. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10b, "Do not be grieved, For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, come to His table. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who is your shield and your glory, He will lift your head. And when He does, hold your head high and live as God's son. Because God is your shield and your glory. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You. You are truly our shield, our glory, and we thank You that You lift our heads from our shame and grace, shame and disgrace. Oh Father, we come to You as shameful sinners. But we thank You that You lift our head high so that we may live as Your sons who wear Your Son's righteousness. We thank You that You are our glory. Bless Your people, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.